Are you ready to fail? No, not November. Shh, baby, don't try to talk. I've already gagged you. You can't talk your way out of this. And I am not going to remove it. You're just going to take it. Accept that you're mine. No one can hear your little whimpers. So just submit and obey. This is going to go one of two ways. You can give in instantly and accept your fate, and then we can have some extra fun. Or you can fight. You can try to struggle, try to resist. But you know you can't resist. You will eventually submit to me. I've got all the time in the world. I need to report back to my boss. And I know I'm going to tell her that this mission was a total success. However this goes, whatever path you choose, you are going to come for me. But where are my manners? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a succubus, but I'm no ordinary succubus. I'm sure you're aware. Oh no, not November. Use your head. I didn't paralyze you for a reason. Nod or shake. Good boy. We succubi have the special ability to absorb the energy from lustful actions without actually having to be part of the action itself. It's a little adaptation made by our queen. So that if we accidentally get too strong, and the human we claim isn't ready to supply that amount of energy yet, we don't have to go out and cheat. Anything will do, but proximity plays the most major role. The thing is that during this month of the year, a large number of people suddenly decide to stop and save and build up all that energy. And due to lust energy buildup, the only way to actually get someone to fail is if you convince them to fail themselves. But we learned how to compensate for this. Since you can't fail without wanting to, we can do whatever the hell we want, and you won't be able to come. At first, we tried a brute force tactic. We even trained a hellhound in the way of a succubus. But we found that it's much more effective to not try and achieve orgasm. And it turns out that edging is twice as effective, and it's much easier to do than normal because any accidents don't really matter unless you want them. But you humans are always so stubborn. You can be so lenient in some places and so irritating in others. Anyway, given that this is a test, I am prepared for this to take as long as it takes. In order to ensure that there are no interruptions, we took the liberty of convincing your boss to give you some time off. Looks like he's already failed, no, not November, and we're very good at getting inside the human mind.
So let's get started.
Oh no, I'm not going to touch you. You're going to touch yourself. You don't want to? Well, too fucking bad. Because you're mine, and you do what I say. Oh, you want to fight this? Okay, well let me show you a little trick. Have you heard of hypnosis before? Yeah? You don't believe in it? Well, you know that I'm real.
Yes.
All you need to do is breathe. You breathe in for 4 seconds. You hold for 7 seconds. going to breathe for you. There's nothing I can't do, so just accept and breathe. In for 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Again, breathing in.
As you breathe in, feel the warmth spreading through your body. And as you breathe out, imagine any tension melting away.
Four,
let the word soothe you, softening every muscle and every thought. With each breath, you feel yourself falling deeper.
Breathing in again.
Into relaxation.
3, 4, and hold.
As your body relaxes, you begin to fall into the surface beneath you, becoming one with it. Every sound around you.
Breathing in again.
Helps you fall deeper and deeper into this peaceful state.
5, 6, 7,
fall deeper and deeper, letting go completely. Feel yourself becoming softer,
breathing in again,
more relaxed.
2,
as you fall away.
4, and hold.
4, with every breath, you feel yourself falling further and further. Into comfort,
7,
into peace,
6, 5,
deeper and deeper,
2,
you fall into relaxation.
Breathing in again, 1, 2,
fall,
3,
and let everything
4,
else fade away.
2, 3,
as you fall into the calm, soothing warmth,
7, and out,
deeper,
7,
and deeper,
5,
you fall,
3,
letting
2,
go completely.
Breathing in again.
The further you fall,
2,
the deeper
3,
you go.
4, and hold.
The deeper
2,
you go,
3,
the further you fall.
5, 6, 7, and out. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Breathing in again.
As
1,
you breathe 2,
in,
3,
feel a wave
4,
of
and hold.
And as
6,
you breathe out,
7,
let any
out,
tension 8, simply
7,
melt away.
6, 5,
feel calm,
3,
relax,
2, 1,
and
breathing in
peace.
Again. 1, 2, 3,
drop.
4,
feel the
hold,
word spiraling
2,
around your mind,
3,
guiding you downward.
5, 6,
with each
7,
breath, you feel
and
yourself
out,
dropping
8,
deep.
7,
and
6,
every time you hear the word
breathing in again, 1,
even more.
3, 4, and
falling
hold.
Further. As you relax,
and now,
you begin to drop deeper into this peaceful state.
5, 4,
every breath, every word,
breathing in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold.
Drop.
3,
sinking further down.
6, 7,
deep
and now,
into comfort.
7, 6,
deep
5,
into peace.
4, 3, 2, drop
1, deep now.
Breathing in again. 1, 2,
and body
3,
to relax
4, and
completely.
Hold. 2, 3.
With every breath,
5,
you drop
6,
deeper
7,
into the soothing,
and now,
tranquil
8,
state.
7, 6, 5.
Deeper.
3, 2,
and
breathing in again.
1, 2, 3.
Feeling
4, and hold. More at
3, 4, 5,
letting go
6,
completely.
7,
you drop
and now,
deeper into
8,
this comforting
7,
darkness.
6, 5,
drop
4,
deep.
3,
and as
2,
you do, feel
1,
all
breathing in again.
1, 2, 3,
leaving 4,
you
and hold.
Peace.
2, 3, 4,
deeper.
5, 6,
and
7,
deeper you drop.
And now.
Sinking further
6,
into this calm,
5,
serene
4,
place.
3, 2, 1.
The deeper,
breathing in again. 1,
the more
2,
relaxed
3,
you become.
4, and
the
hold.
The more at peace
2,
you feel.
3, 4, 5.
Drop
6,
deep.
7,
breathing
in again.
And as you continue
2, 7,
to drop
3,
deeper,
4,
5,
and hold.
Everything else
2,
fades
3,
away.
1, 4, 5,
leaving only
6,
calm.
And now,
only comfort.
7, 6, 5,
only peace.
3, 2, 1.
Deeper.
7,
and
deeper now,
you drink.
7,
letting
6,
go completely.
4, 3,
sinking
2,
into this peaceful,
1,
tranquil
2,
state.
1.
Good. All right. I think I'm going to start by getting you right to the edge. And I can really have some fun with you. I'm just going to pour some of this onto your hand. Good. Let me rub it in for you. I love the sound of that first squeeze of the night. Nothing like cracking open a new vial for the first time. I bet you're wondering what this is. It's a lubricant with a couple of special ingredients. Natural, of course, made using fruits found in the demon realm. A few magical spells to increase libido and sensitivity. And a secret ingredient. Alright, so I need to give you some commands that your subconscious will follow. You cannot fight them. You can try, but I am all so powerful, and you are so, so weak. When I say start stroking, you start to stroke yourself. It's an autonomous response. It's automatic. Grab the base of your cock. And start
3,
stroking that.
4, and hold.
Stroke
2,
it for me.
3, 4.
Do it to the rhythm
6,
that my counts creates in your head.
8, 7.
Now, when I say
5,
stop, you stop instantly.
3, 2,
you don't finish
1,
the stroke.
1.
You don't
2,
carry on.
3, 4.
You just stop.
Hold. 2, 3, 4.
So, start stroking.
6,
yes,
now,
that's it, baby.
8, 7,
stroke
6,
it for
5,
me.
4,
slowly.
2,
nice
1,
and slowly.
1,
feeling every
2,
ridge.
3, 4, and hold.
Every inch.
3.
Remember that rhythm.
6, 7, and
now stop.
7,
Your hands feel frozen in place. You can't move until you hear me say start. It doesn't look like you're fighting anymore. That's my good boy. Start stroking. Good. And stop. I love controlling you this way. Now I want you to start stroking again. Up and down. Up and down. That's it. Stroke it. And stop. Good boy. You're such a good boy today. I think you've got it now. You know I own you. I own your every movement. I own your cock, and I don't even need to touch it. So start stroking again. That's it, stroking it up and down. Good boy, yeah, stroking it just like that. Just like that for me. Well done, good boy. You must not be used to this. Did you stroke yourself every day before November? More than once a day? Interesting. Not many people like you make it this far. Were you in it to win a prize, huh? That's not really a clear answer. You don't accidentally make it this far after going cold turkey. Unless... oh... now this is very interesting. You're an outlier. Not your average triple M competitor. Well, why did you do it? I would have sensed a female presence if you were dating. You aren't struggling enough for someone who genuinely doesn't want this. Is it perhaps you wanted to gain something? I can check easily, so nod or shake your head. No answer. Alright, well, this will only take a second. Your ball seems so much fuller than if you were just going about your day-to-day without jerking off at all. You're edging yourself, aren't you? You're into this. I knew something was off. I admit that this isn't a hot spot at the moment for sexual energy, but it wasn't exactly zero. I just didn't know what I was looking for. Alright, well, let's play a little game. If you can go until sunrise without coming, I'll let you go back to your little game. If you don't, I'll be back to edgy like this every night. Sunset to sunrise, we'll play my own game. You don't have to worry about telling me you're coming either. I'll just know. I'm a succubus after all. It seems like we've reached our first edge. So stop. The sudden stop hits a little harder when you're not in control of your own hands. Well, now that you're near the edge, I can really have some fun. Let's see. I want you to use two fingers to make a ring. Yes, just like that. Now, use your other hand to massage your balls nice and gently now. That's it. Make sure those two fingers making a ring start right at the top of your cock, getting ready to stroke down. That's it. And since you're into this, I see no reason to keep you gagged. I want
to hear you making noises. There we go. Gag is gone. I think you liked that finger snap, didn't you?
Did it do something to your cock? Did it make you clench and twitch?
Oh, don't look so shocked. I have an extensive knowledge on magic related to sex. If I wanted to, I could transform this bed into a milking table. Maybe if you behave, I'll show you. Now, with that finger ring, start stroking up and down. That's it. Up and down. A little firmer now. Yes. Up and down. That's it. To my rhythm. To the rhythm of the count. Oh, yes. Add a little bit more pressure now. The closer you get to the tip. And then loosening slightly as you go down. Oh yes, milking all of that pre-cum out of you. Did you know that pre-cum activates a special ingredient in my lube? It should cause a slight tingling sensation. Stop stroking. Oh, that one hurts a little. Oh, poor baby. If you tell me to make you come, I'll be able to. But do you want that? I would be a little disappointed if I broke you after just 2 instances of edging. Good. Your fingers are still in a ring. So start stroking now. Good. I bet this is frustrating. Just tracing your fingers lightly over yourself. So little pressure, it's almost a tickle. But it's doing a good job of getting all that pre-cum out. Do you wish I would put my mouth on your cock? I don't think you could even handle it. Oh, I thought you didn't want to come. Stop. Take your hand away now. Good boy. Place your thumb on one side and your forefinger on the other side of that cock. Oh, you're breathing so heavily, baby. It must be so intense. I can tell that you're right on the edge. It must be so hard to resist right now. Start stroking, that's it. Just your thumb and your forefinger. That's it. Oh, you're starting to break. Oh, those little whimpers are telling me that you are. All you have to do is tell me and this will all be over. Well, I am enjoying seeing you in this state, so I might have to come back every night, using you over and over and over again. Stop. So much defiance. If that wasn't what I was looking for, I would have to punish you. I fucking love it. Okay, time to get serious. Now grab your cock. Yes, your whole hand. Clasp it tightly. That's it. Clasp it nice and tightly for me. Good. Oh, that sound feels good, doesn't it? Shall I add it to my count? Start stroking. Does it feel with the snaps? Oh, I can see you bucking and twitching. That's it. Enjoy. Enjoy the pulsing. The throbbing. Oh, you better hold on. Do you want to shoot? No. Are you sure? Wouldn't it just be incredible?
release. The pressure must be so intense. Oh, so fucking close to that edge. You can't even stop yourself. You keep stroking, that's it. Keep stroking. Oh, yes. Are you still holding on? Stop. You really are willful. Okay, let me think for a second. Maybe I should let you cool down a little bit. I thought for sure that those snaps would make you break. You're really piquing my interest now, my good boy. I'm kind of hoping this becomes more than a one-time exchange. Maybe I'll claim you, bring you back to the demon realm. I could use you to teach other succubi pleasure techniques. They love learning from me. It'll be a satisfying victory when I break you here. It'll be even better when I break you in front of an entire class of sex demons. If. Oh, are you really challenging me? Oh, honey, you have no idea what you just did. I was going easy on you before, but I think I'm really going to make you regret those words. Maybe I cast a spell on my own. Switch the roles here. Make it so that even if you want it, I also have to allow it. Alright, I was going to save this for later, but now that my honor as a succubus is on the line, I see it's only fair to do it now. It took a fair amount of my energy to make this setup, but I'm sure that I'll get that much back, and then some when I break you. The table and the restraints weren't anything special, but I wanted to use my own tools, my own voice. Just relax, or try to relax. Oh, would you look at that? You're so fucking hard, and trapped, and at my mercy. Does not knowing what I'm about to do excite you? Turns me on to see your cock just pulsating in the air, bobbing around aimlessly. Oh, that line of pre-cum dripping down. Oh, I can imagine it in my mouth. Let's see if I can make your cock dance. Clench. You like that word, don't you? Contracting and your cock dancing. You like that, don't you? I love it when you groan and whimper. Oh, I can see you're really starting to break. It won't be long now, baby. Let me unstrap that hand for you. Start stroking. That's it. Grab your cock. Your whole hand and start stroking up and down. Good. Faster. Am I driving you insane? Really? Well, I want you to move nice and slowly now. That's it. Up and down. Stroking that cock up and down nice and slowly, that's it, not too fast now. Good boy. You're barely even forming words anymore. Come on, just tell me you want to come. And I'll happily oblige. No? Okay. What's wrong? Too hard to adapt? I know you know that I still have my ace in the hole. Most succubi don't rely on keeping people directly on the edge, since it's very hard to master. The edge constantly changes, and it's something that is best done to oneself. However, not only was I trained to keep males on the edge, that little thing I mentioned about you having to break gives me a little bit of cushioning. There's a special spot in between stimulation and overstimulation. It makes edging twice as effective. All I have to do is keep you right on the edge. And I think we're approaching the edge right about now. So stop. That's it, good boy. Now just your thumb and your pointer finger. That's it. You can start stroking. Just enough pleasure to keep you on the edge. Oh, yes. Is it throbbing? Oh, fuck. I can see you're struggling so much. It must be torturous. That's it. Come on, just tell me you want to come. Only a few words and I can let you come. Oh, come on, I'm not going to let you. You're going to keep stroking. Yeah, I can and will keep you on this edge indefinitely. The more sensitive you get, the more I make you release the pressure on your cock, the more agonizing the edge. What was that? I didn't hear you. You want to come? Okay. It's also so fun to keep you on the edge. Oh, what to do? What to do? Oh, baby, you're begging. Where's all the resistance that you had earlier? All that willpower. That's what you wanted to win. Aren't you into edging and denial? Well, what's in it for me if I let you come? For me, it's no longer about breaking you. I've already done that. But what's in it for me? Anything, huh? Would you even let me do this to you in front of the other succubi? Would you let me use you as a practice dummy? Are you sure you would want that? I'll get you so fucking addicted to this. You'll be begging me to keep you on the edge. You'll be saying, mistress. Oh, even if I beg, I want you to edge me for as long as possible. And I'll put one hand on your face and stare directly in those broken eyes while I make you, while I force you to keep stroking. I'll lean in and kiss you and say, well, if that's what you want, but I'll make you regret those words. I love watching you trying to pull yourself together enough to comprehend the things that I am saying. Part of you is terrified, and the other half is hopelessly entranced. Tell me, I'll devote myself to you, mistress. Again, a little louder, out loud, come on. Say it like you fucking mean it. I can't hate you. I think I have to edge you some more. Yeah, that's what I thought, my darling boy. Okay. Well, I'll let you come. But first stop. Now grab your cock with your hand and start stroking. That's it, baby. Stroke to my rhythm. My snaps, my numbers. Oh, here it comes. Oh, getting ready, that's it. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes, oh, look at it shooting out. It. Oh, so much fucking cum. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, yes, still coming. Oh, that
That's it. Let it all out for me. Oh, such a good boy. There you go. Yes. Oh, fuck. Let it all go. Yes. What's wrong? Oh, you need to let go. You need to. You can't carry on milking yourself. Oh, baby, in all the excitement, I forgot you are bound by my words. You want me to tell you. Okay, baby, you can stop. That's it, stop. Oh, look how much you let out. So good. Are you still awake? I'm surprised you didn't pass out. Honestly, I think we should get moving to avoid any awkwardness. You screamed so loudly when you came. I would be surprised if they didn't break your door down, thinking that something happened. Such a tired little thing you are. Come here. Oh, you did so good. That's it. Take some deep breaths. Yeah.